today's Torah tea for the portion of Shemini, we'll talk a little bit as a Mishnah. Actually, the very final Mishnah of the six orders of the Mishnah. There is six orders of the Mishnah. The last order, you know, some of the Mishnah has Talmud. Some of the Mishnah does not have Talmud. The last order, the order of Taharis, only one tractate has Talmud. The rest of it doesn't have. It's only Mishnah over there. Today we're going to learn the very final Mishnah in the tractate of Oiktsin. Oiktsin is the name of the last tractate in the order of Taharis. In the last order, the last tractate is called Oiktsin. Literally, what does Oiktsin mean? Oiktsin means the stem. We see the Esrog. The Esrog has a stem. That's the place where it grows from the tree. That's called the Oketz. And there's various halachas associated with is that considered as part of the fruit, not part of the fruit? How? It also talks a lot about impurity of food. Impurity of food or impurity of drinks. What does it mean, impurity? If an insect, say, will touch food, or an insect will touch drink, there are various different laws. We're not going to go into those laws. Some of those laws are discussed in the portion of Shemini. And that's why it connects to our parsha, even though the actual discussion itself today, we're mostly going to focus on the last Mishnah. The Rebbe ties it into the previous Mishnah, but that's going to be beyond the scope of what we're going to do today. We're going to just study the final Mishnah in the tractate Oiktsin, and try to explain that a little bit. So over there it says a statement as follows: Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He says like this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that one of the sages, and those that are quoted in the Mishnah are called Tanoim, as opposed to those that are quoted in the Talmud, or the authors of the statements of the Talmud, they're called Amoiroim. That's a later generation of rabbis, called either Tanoim or Amoroim.
Okay, here, I'm joining your class.
Okay, great.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi. Did you get the notes I made for you?
What? I really...
So, over there, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the Mishnah says that in the future, Hashem will give every tzaddik means every righteous person, will inherit 310 worlds. Seems like a lot. A world is an expression, get a whole world. There's a lot of things going on in the world. And now if every tzaddik will get a whole world, that's already expresses a whole lot. Then we say they're going to get 310. Well, I know that you're wondering, why 310? Why not 320? Why not 10? Why 310? 1 minute, and we'll answer that question. We'll see. This is based on a verse. But he says every tzaddik is going to inherit 310 worlds. So, what does this tell us? So, we just finished studying the entire Mishnah. This is the final words of the last Mishnah. This is the way we conclude, technically, the Oral Torah with the Mishnah, which is the basis for the Oral Torah, by telling us how powerful a reward the tzaddik, every tzaddik is going to get. Every tzaddik is going to inherit 310 worlds. And why would we be talking about it now? Seems like, as Maimonides explains, well, you've just finished the entire Oral Torah. You learned all the Mishnah from the beginning. You went through all the six orders. You came to the last order. You came to the tractate Oktzit. In the end, we're trying to tell you, don't think that your effort, your devotion, your dedication was in vain, that you're not going to get paid for it. There is a humongous amount, a tremendous, huge amount of reward for you. Every tzaddik and tzaddik will get 310 worlds. Why 310 worlds? Well, that's based on a verse. The verse says, "Lahanchil oy havai yesh." Oy havai, those who love me. Those who love me, who's me? Hashem says. Oy havai, those who love me. Lahanchil means to inherit. Yesh. Yesh normally would mean there is. There is, yesh. There is. But the word yesh equals the gematria 310. So, because the verse says to inherit my, those who love me, yesh, that means that Hashem is going to give them 310. 310 what? 310 worlds. And the verse continues, "V'oitzroisehem amale," and I will fill their storage with all good. "Oitzroisehem," there's amale, I will fill. So, based on that pasuk that the Torah says in Mishlei, "Lahanchil oy havayesh," we learn from this that Hashem has a lots of reward. 310. Now, already the commentators say that 310 is just a number that we mention over here. There might be even more than that. There might be even more than 310. But that's just one number. But it could be actually more. And further, it says that the meaning of Lahanchil Oyeva Yesh literally means those who love me, there is, meaning that we actually inherit the Yesh, the real true existence. Who is the true existence? The true existence is Hashem. So we actually, she doesn't hear the sound. Why is that? Now it's better?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try to talk louder. Or maybe if I talk too loud. Okay, let me know. Let me know. Maybe you snoozed off a little bit.
Didn't hear me.
Okay, thank you so much, Mrs. Bryan, for your patience with us. I want to tell you it's an honor that you sit and listen in. I mean it seriously. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bezrat Hashem. Hashem owes la'am yitein. Hashem will give us this strength. And Hashem yivorech es amoy basholem will bless his people with peace. May we see this speedily in our days. May this be open and revealed with a complete and full victories for the IDF. And as we're standing between Purim and Pesach, to be able to celebrate the redemption of the Jewish people on Pesach and on Purim, and we should merit the coming of Mashiach, b'mehirah bimeinu.